All right, and we're live. What up, Foppers? It is I, the Commish, coming at you live with Cam, as always. Cam, say hello to the lovely people out there.
What's going on, lovelies?
Lovelies. All right, we're going to do a little bit of different of a format today because we have a very special guest coming straight out of the depths of Instagram. We have Dick Run Claire. Claire, do you want to say hello to everybody?
Yeah, hey everyone. How's it going?
Good. Everyone good, is good. Going now. We usually get more SoundCloud listeners than live stream. So, Claire, I came across your page just kind of randomly on Instagram looking for random sports stuff. Do you remember, like, the first time you did one of these dick runs?
Yeah, I guess these qualify as random sports stuff. So I do remember the first dick run. It was totally by accident. I was visiting my brother. He had moved out. I'm from New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And he had moved out to Kansas City. And I was visiting him for Thanksgiving. I went out for a run, got lost, made one wrong turn. And when I got back, I realized it was a dick.
So it was completely on accident?
Yeah, totally on accident.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, so for anyone not familiar, like when you go for a run, you can have a little GPS tracker with you. It does your pace and how far you went and all that stuff. But yeah, I drew a dick.
That's amazing. And is this by chance on your Instagram or Facebook? We have those both up right now. And so if someone tunes into the video, they can see. Is any of these, is either of those, or the accidental one, like up there?
So you know what? It is on my Instagram. I just reposted it this past Thanksgiving. So my brother, it's funny. So he moved back to New Jersey and then back to Kansas City in between all this. And so this last Thanksgiving, I went back to the site of the original dick run and did it again. so it's somewhere not terribly far down on the page.
That is amazing.
Nice.
And so as far as you know, are you the first, dick runner out there?
No, and there's a ton of debate around this now.
Oh no.
But certainly not the first dick runner. If you go on the hashtag dick run on Instagram,
yeah,
there are tons and tons of dick runners on there, actually.
Right.
So I think the first one on there, it was either like 2013 or early 2014. But then again, that's the first person with the hashtag, so you can't really say for sure.
Yeah, okay.
So it's such a natural shape to run.
I mean, it kind of is. Yeah, we're going through these, and these are impressive. The one I was most impressed with is when you started incorporating a hand. So was that also an accident, or did you get real technical? Because, I mean, it seems like that was very much on a city grid. So
yeah, and, you know, and I live more, like, countryside, so I have to find roads that work for this. But anytime I travel and I'm on a grid system, I try to do one with a hand or draw something else. And I don't remember the first one I did like that. I feel like, because what ends up happening inevitably is your friends start getting on it, right? They're like, oh, you got to draw this, you know, you got to do that. So I'm sure it came after a night of boozing and laughing about dick runs and then trying to figure out how the hell to draw that on a grid system.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive. So yeah, we're looking at one that's in Chicago right now. Unfortunately, like, I can't share what we're doing on video live with you unless you're like watching the feed, which is delayed. So we'll just have to describe what we're looking at here. But yeah, anyone listening should definitely go check out dick_run_claire. And so wait, what is this a really contested like field of who's the pioneer of this? Because I got to be honest, like a lot of my questions were very much intended for the pioneer. But I mean, in my mind, the fact that you did it on accident and then now have perfected it, we're looking at like a 9-panel one of dick runs of all shapes and sizes. I mean,
yeah. So I don't really know who to tell you the pioneer is. I think there was like a random tag on Instagram all the way to the first one. But like, one, I follow other dick runners on here. So one of my favorites is it's just at Dick Runner. And then his name is Leonardo Dick Vinci. And he's been doing dick runs longer than I have. He's got some interesting ones on there. He ran a dick castle one time.
Oh, wow.
Dick Castle?
He's gotten pretty creative.
That sounds like an NFL quarterback.
Dick Castle definitely sounds like a quarterback. That's amazing. Oh, yeah. He's got some real messed up looking dicks.
How do you plot out your dick running? Do you like map it out before, like do some Google Earth research? Like what's the motivation and like process of building the dick run?
Yeah, so I use Map My Run, and you can on the computer like plot out a route and save it and then pull it up on your phone later. And then you can literally trace it, like that little GPS dot follows you, so you can trace exactly what you drew out.
Okay.
So that's what I do now, although I just heard of a new app that I'm going to try for my next dick run, because it's kind of a pain, right? You're like trying to go for a run, but having your phone in front of you is just, it's not conducive to like actually running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just learned of a new app. I haven't tried it yet, so I can't vouch for it. But it's supposed to give you like turn by turn directions, almost how you would like driving, you know, your car with the GPS app.
Okay.
So that might make things a little bit easier.
Yeah, you could almost, yeah, pre-plot everything super easy and then just have that path and knock out some crazy dick formations.
I gotta say, some of my favorites are ones that totally look like accidents. Like,
you know what? It's my favorite thing is to find, like, you know, just the random road dick. Like, you know, it's fun in the grid system that you can draw stuff. But I don't know. I have this like weird obsession. I love scouring roads and towns and like trying to be like, all right, where's the dick in this town?
That's amazing. I am totally fascinated with this. So you're getting a lot of press now. Like, I have this horrible habit. So we do this weekly, and I will find a story like on Wednesday night after we've already recorded, and then by next week it's blown up. So like I said, I randomly found yours somehow, and then Barstool has reached out to you, Vice has reached out to you. Do you think that all this press will affect the sport of dick running?
You know, so I've actually gotten an influx of people sending me their dick runs, so I don't know if they're like learning it now and then trying it, or if it's just more people are reaching out because now they've connected with my account. But I can say that I've definitely seen an increase in the number of dick runs sent to me. So,
yeah, I mean, the hashtag is blowing up, and now that I'm looking closer, I mean, there's international dick runs, there's all sorts. So it's gonna sound weird, what's the longest dick run you've ever done?
Everyone asked that, actually. 14 miles is my longest dick run.
That's wow. A big dig.
Yeah, I did that. I was training for the Marine Corps Marathon. And I actually did that when I was on a ski weekend with my my sister, her husband, and some friends. And so that one was in Vermont.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. Wow. So that was cold, too.
Yes. Oh, my God. It started raining during that one. It was so miserable. I was like the last 4 or 5 miles. I hated life.
Oh, that's brutal.
So is it safe to say that like the cold and the rain kind of affect the size of the dick run sometimes?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you just want to get out of there, so.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Where is the best dick running that you found?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, the cities are, they're just so easy, right? So, like, that's probably, and I actually do love running in the city, because there's just so much to look at, and the run kind of goes by fast. Versus sometimes when you're, you know, stuck on a backcountry road, there's nothing to look at and you just feel like you're on like an 8,000 hour stretch. But I don't know. I think anywhere is good to dick run.
Okay. Yeah. You've got these dick runs all over. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Oh, that's nuts. I was going to ask you about this specific one. It's like two dicks, but they're touching balls. It was a 5 mile run, but it won't let me bring it up, so I can't tell you any details. That's just hilarious looking.
So, do they look like they're spooning?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of. It's more like one's pointing, like if you're looking at
north
a map,
and one's pointing west.
Yeah, and then their balls are touching.
Oh, okay, I know that one. Yeah, that was in Lake Hiawatha. yeah, I like when I can work in multiple dicks.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I love the one that's two dicks, and then you, like, ran across a bridge or something, and then they're touching via a single dick stream. That's my favorite.
Oh, that was in Dallas. Yeah, I was there.
Yep.
Yeah, I was trying to, so you know what I was trying to do is I was actually trying to make them like squirting at each other.
Perfect.
Of course.
You know, so I was turning the GPS on and off as I was going, hoping that it would like make a dashed line. But it didn't. It just connected them. So that's what I had to live with.
Damn you, GPS, for not adhering to dick rules.
Yeah. So since we're so petty, like, can you explain who beat us to the punch on this? Because I really thought I was going to get out in front of this. But like I said, I've already seen like two articles this last week. Like, what kind of press have you been doing?
So the Barstool article was the first one.
Okay. But
I actually had no idea they were posting that. So they found my account and just wrote it up and posted it. And I woke up to like a million people texting me.
Yeah.
And then from there, that's where like other places started reaching out. So Vice was, that was a huge one. Cause I think once I responded to them, like a ton of other people just picked up pieces from what I responded to Vice. And it just started like going nutso from there. And that really was, I mean, you guys were right on it. It was like a week ago.
Yeah.
So it really hasn't been that long.
Yeah.
And just a ton of places are just, everybody's just grabbing it. So
everyone's grabbing at dick runs.
Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, wait, are we the first like podcast though?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
sweet.
All right. I'm going to take that as a victory. This is good. We're small J journalists. So this is a big deal. Yeah. We're super small time. So right now we have the Dick Run Claire exclusive. Cause I gotta be honest, this Dick Vinci guy, he seems less about the dick runs and more about his life. Where have you, I mean, I'm sure you have your own personal Instagram that does not involve dick runs. But, like, this guy's just like, hey, I've got probably the best name, but I don't think he's committed to dick running. I mean, you got like, one a week for almost as far back as I can find. Like,
yeah. Well, you know what? So, well, he's been doing dick runs a lot longer. But I will say, yeah, I run pretty consistently. So, like, my Instagram, it's not only dick runs.
Yeah.
I have all my other runs posted kind of in between.
Uh-huh.
But I do try to work it right. Like, I'm always running. It's my favorite sport. I try to once a week work in a dick run.
Yeah. It appears like 3 miles is your average dick run. Is that usually about your length?
Yep, I would say that's about right. I'm ramping up to train for a half marathon soon, so they'll probably get a little bit longer, but no 14 milers anytime soon.
Yeah, that must have been an inspiring day. Like, I really wish I could find the picture of that. I'm sure it's not even your greatest piece of art, but yeah, I think the longest I've ever run when I used to run a lot was like 13. So yeah, you definitely an actual runner and an artist. So this is kind of a cool crossover. You don't see a lot of people incorporating beautiful dick art into their run. Do you think that this is going to expand? And I don't mean just like dick running. I mean like actual artistic running. Like some dude's going to figure out how to run the Mona Lisa in New York City or something.
I've seen people run. What did I see? I saw somebody ran like the outline of a dog. I saw someone, and I always see this meme go around, and they say his name is Bikelangelo, and he biked like a giant T-Rex.
Oh, wow.
Super detailed. It was crazy looking. It was like really phenomenal. Like I couldn't draw a T-Rex that good. so I think it's out there. But I don't know of any accounts right now specifically dedicated to like, you know, drawing nice things through running or cycling or anything.
Well, it's too bad neither of us are athletic. Sounds like we could be at the beginning of this, Cam.
I know, we could draw some cool stuff with GPS and
we could just drive.
There you go. We're lazy as shit.
Cam's got a real nice car, so we like doing that.
Yeah, we'll drive that shit all over to make cool stuff.
We do all different colors because it shows like where you're the fastest and stuff.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, sorry, we're getting sidetracked here. So Claire, I mentioned this in our correspondence. So part of our podcast, and it's totally cool because like I sprung this on you way late. We were just gonna do the interview, but seems super cool. Like we like to share weird sports-ish stories from like our hometown. I cover the Washington DC area. That's where I grew up. Cam's local to Denver. Is there anything particularly weird out of New Jersey, even like within the last like year or two, like a very strange sport-ish or, you know, just active lifestyle or competitive story that you have to share?
I don't, and I actually, I know you sent me that today.
Yeah, it was super late.
I tried to something so I would have something cool to share, but I couldn't find anything very quickly.
No, that's cool. No, it's all good. Would you?
But I'll say my dog's name is Tenley.
Okay.
Which everyone always says is a weird name. They've never heard it. But there is a famous, I guess she was in a U.S. Olympic skater, like the 1950-something champion.
Okay.
So that's my only fun fact that I can give you is my dog shares the name with her.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Would you maybe be willing to come on as a guest, like, and do the whole Hometown Heroes with us, like, sometime in the future?
Yeah, I would love to.
Awesome. Well, sweet. Cam, do you have any more questions?
What type of protection do you use on your feet?
So I actually used to wear, you know, those like weird toe shoes.
Yeah, the five fingers.
Yeah, so I used to run in those, and I love them still. They're still my favorite. But I'm trying Nobles now, and I've actually really liked them because I do CrossFit. So
okay.
I had Nobles for CrossFit, so then I tried their runners. But the Vibram five fingers, as little, you don't want too much in between.
Oh yeah.
So you're definitely a like toe strike runner.
Oh yeah.
Very okay. Nice.
My last question, is there any like slang or jargon we should know that exists in the Dick Run community? Obviously you've dropped some great Dick Run accounts on us. Oh, this one was on my birthday. Cool. Sloppy Dick. Sorry.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So is there any jargon or slang that we should know?
Ooh, I don't. People always come up with really clever like dick jokes that they say, but I can't remember any off the top of my head.
Yeah, if we had known you better, we were just gonna ask you all these questions about dick and then add run in it, but like we didn't know in this political climate, we didn't want to rattle any cages. Well, thanks for coming and joining us, Claire. It's been great talking to you, and yeah, I'll be in touch on Instagram, and we'll have you on for a full episode sometime.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank thanks. You. Keep up the hard work.
Yeah, and you're like our first interview that's not just some schmuck we know, so this is exciting. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. No problem. Glad to be on.
All right. Thanks, Claire. Have a good one.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
That was awesome.
Claire was awesome.
Yeah.
That is a great, wonderful interview. Ian, you're probably not watching this, but dude, you know you're part of the family, so you don't count. Ian was good last week, though.
Oh, he was.
He's a good wild card.
Yeah. That's I knew he would be.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, I just never know when he's being serious.
Exactly. That's okay. The art of Ian.
Wow. The art of Ian. So that was fun. Should we get into the actual episode now?
Yeah, let's knock out our FOBcast.
Our FOBcast. Okay, well, I would like to start with our Ultimate Fail Saturday last week.
Oh, dude, it continued. But, yeah, it was a – we were gung-ho. We were going to crush that Saturday, get some turns and get the snow.
So, for those of you that don't know us that well, Cam and I are pretty avid snowboarders. It's one of the main reasons why I ended up in Denver. It's one of the main reasons why we're friends. We used to do that all the time up in Montana.
Yep.
And so, Cam's got a real job, so he can't go during the week like I can. So I'm like, hey, dude, let's ride on Saturday. Let's do Dawn Patrol. Let's get after it.
Get up early.
Yeah. So he came to my house about 6 a.m. It takes about an hour in no traffic to get up to the mountain. And it had snowed the night before, so it was super exciting. We head up to Keystone, and I don't want to give him a shout-out, but
no.
Ultimately, what happened was we got there, geared up, super ready to go, and we get to the line, and because we were cheap asses and bought the worst pass you can get, it was a blackout date because of Martin Luther King Day.
Only thanks, on MLK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was ridiculous.
Yeah, why not Monday or Sunday, just Saturday? Like, come on, man.
So, we managed to laugh that off, and then we head back to town. And Cam's a part of the car club.
Yeah.
So,
and my homie Dustin posts, hey, anybody want to go to the Avs game? Puck's about to drop in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And
Avs Kings game.
Which yeah.
Which is funny because that's the one we went to, or I went to on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. So I'm like, heck yeah, man, I'll take free tickets. And so, whole thing goes down, kind of contact Bobby on the fly. Hey, dude, you want to go to the game? He agrees, so we scramble, Bobby comes down, picks me up. We head over park downtown, walk over to the venue, and he sent me the tickets, quote unquote, via a screenshot. So it was supposed to just be the QR scan, you know, just bleep, walk into the game. Well, that doesn't work with the system that they have for those tickets. It had to be like a regenerated code. So we get there and the tickets we have don't work.
Yeah.
And we, as we're like walking up to the ticket scan, it's like, Av score.
Well, yeah, it wasn't even that. Like, so they stop you, they frisk you.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So I'm sitting there in security, Av score, and it's, what was that, the fifth goal?
That was number six, because as we were walking up,
yeah,
that was number five, yeah. And then we're,
okay, you know, oh, that's right. So we're like outside.
Yeah.
It's number five. We're at security. They score number six, and we're like joking with the people. It's like, you should just let us in. They've already scored two goals in the 4 seconds we've been on the premises.
Yeah, it was insane.
The lady just kind of laughs and was like, oh, I wish I could. And then, long story short, they score another goal while we're standing there as we're leaving. And we just gave up and went and got drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah.
It was a shit Saturday.
Yeah, it was a bad sports Saturday for us. Also, bad sports weekend for two NFL teams.
Two of them.
Cam,
two playoff game, championship games that went into OT.
Yes.
I think, what is that? It was the like second time that had ever happened.
Yeah, it was something nuts like that.
And it was just crazy sports.
I unfortunately was not, or I wasn't watching because I was working. So, I mean, you watched both games, right?
I watched the latter half of the Saints-Rams. I saw, you know, the infamous missed pass interference.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, to be fair, I don't think he would have caught that ball.
Yeah.
The way he was positioned and everything, he would have had to, like, turn around and...
Right.
It was totally a pass interference, but it was just...
definitely a penalty.
Yeah, it should have been a penalty, 100%.
Yeah.
But either way, if he would have, like, the timing would have been there, and that hit would have been half a second later, I still don't think he would have had the ball and landed in bounds and everything. But what do I know? That's what makes sports fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that's the consensus that the refs, like, rigged the game. But they said the same thing. I mean, they always say that about the Patriots, and I'm not a Patriots fan. But at a certain point, like, it's that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've got a hockey game on here in the corner, and if I see a bad call, I'm going to, like, lose my shit. So I definitely, like, get it. But maybe I just didn't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
And it's funny because, you know, my prediction was Saints, Patriots, and because as the teams that I didn't want to happen. So I got best of both worlds, man.
There
I
got you go.
One of the teams I want in there, and then the devil. So
yeah. Patriots are the devil.
Yeah. And then, yeah, what's this, you put crazy OT rules in the playoffs? Is it any different?
It's just a little different, but like the game can go on indefinitely if no one scores.
Oh, okay.
And so there's just some crazy stuff like that. And, you know, I thought it was kind of crazy. I didn't like go crazy deep into it, but it was just like when they were explaining the playoff OT rules, they're just slightly different. I was like, eh.
Well, yeah, because you need to have a winner.
Yeah.
And a tie.
Yeah, but it'd be sweet to watch a game go on for like 14 hours.
Yeah.
I
think the record longest hockey game was 7 periods.
Oh, wow.
So 2 full games and another one.
Is that why they just end in ties now?
Well, no. That, I believe, was a playoff game, so it can't end in a tie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they don't end in ties. It's just you get 2 points for a win, and then if it goes to OT, each team gets 1 point from that, and then whoever wins gets the second point for winning. And then they do a 3-on-3 5-minute period followed by a shootout. And
okay.
It used to be just like play until you win, I think. And, I mean, obviously, today we're not reporting on that game, so I don't know it. But I believe it ended in the 7th period.
Ooh, that is some crazy hockey.
Yeah. Speaking of hockey, it is All-Star Weekend coming up this week. But, not yet.
Shh, ooh.
Not yet.
Teaser.
Bad radio. Good thing.
Yeah.
But the KHL, the Continental Hockey League, which is hailed as the second best league in the world.
It's like the XFL of hockey.
No, it's actually just the Russian version of the NHL. So, like, a lot of players that may have had...
Is that the Comrade League?
Yeah, I don't think they call it that anymore. The K-Sins for... not Comrade, Continental.
Oh, okay.
So they had their All-Star game this week, or games, and it's much like the U.S.
Okay. So it's the best players across Russia?
Yeah, but it's
Do they, like, get... American players to play in Russia?
Yes.
Okay.
So on Spit and Chicklets, Ryan Whitney, the guy that comes on stuff
occasionally,
mention them, even though obviously, yeah, we love them. He played in the KHL for a while, and he's got some real wild stories about what goes on there.
Oh, I'm sure. So, just hearing stories about Russia is always entertaining.
Like, yeah, definitely.
Just seems like the South, but not the South. Like, more technologically advanced somehow.
Oh boy, dude. We are broadcasting on Facebook. We better watch what we say. So, like, they get a little wacky over here.
Okay.
So yeah. Oh, Abraham Lincoln or Charlie Chaplin. Goalie, that's a large suit.
That's very fitting for Russia. I think of top hats and guys in beards with canes.
Yeah, and what the this is just the goalie. I have no idea what this is, to be honest. Bad journalism here. So also,
yes sir,
they don't play together, but they do, they have a lot of support for the women's KHL, the WKHL, don't know what it's called. So they had she's not taking a shot.
Oh, they're dancing. Oh.
But in addition to this, one of the coaches, and I came to find there's a lot of women coaches, but like the head coach of one of the KHL teams is a lady.
Nice.
Yeah. So they're
very forward. Yeah. Thinking in Russia.
Yeah. So yeah, ice dancing. That's always fun. They keep on kicking me back to the top, so it ruins the surprise here.
Oh, and then okay.
I actually have no idea what's going on here.
But, oh, they're
the Three Musketeers.
No, there's four of them.
Well, yeah, but in the movie.
Oh, true. D'Artagnan or whatever.
Movie, oh, my God.
It's a book, but I feel you.
Yeah, in the book, there's actually four Musketeers. So, yeah.
You got to have a head Musketeer to lead the three.
That's true. And then finally, this guy went viral.
Oh, yeah. Playing guitar. Singing some Imagine Dragons. Who was it?
Yes. You know it.
21 Pilots?
Come on, name that.
I can't hear it. I seriously can't hear it.
Oh. Hold on, we can...
I don't know who that band is.
It's the Lumineers.
I still don't know who it is.
It's Lumineers.
Oh, Lumineers, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, this is a dude, and I thought I had this in my notes, but bad radio. I think he's Canadian.
Oof. Crazy,
but can you imagine how much this guy cleaned up?
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah. I played guitar in front of all of Russia. Here you go.
Yeah, and he's good.
Oh yeah, no, he's good, man. Killer voice.
Yeah,
crushing it.
So that's what goes down in the KHL.
Hey, it looks like they have a good time.
Yeah,
it's a little more loose and laid back.
Right. I mean,
but.
Essentially, it is a professional league, but, you know, the NHL is the premier league in the world, so...
Look at us go.
Yeah.
Or do they think they're the premier league in the world, and they're just like, oh, the NHL's over there, and whatever?
No, it's pretty well-hailed that the NHL's where it's at. I don't know. There sure is a lot of differences to the game from what I've heard.
Gotcha.
But, speaking of All-Star jerseys... So, we talked about this at great length in our first episode.
Yep, recycled.
Recycled plastic, and actually, Cam, reveal!
Whoop, whoop! Wearing that jersey,
yeah,
I can't get up from my foldy chair.
Yeah! So, actually, this is the recycled plastic one. That is the replica one.
Oh, I see how it is.
But, what we were saying was, like, mainly... We didn't like the lack of color. Like, literally, this is a Kings jersey. Now that I got it, and then...
Yeah, black and white.
The only color, the only teal on there is this little strip right here for the company that did that.
The collar.
So, I can't take credit for this, and again, shouting out another podcast is kind of taboo, but whatever. We love these guys. So, Biz Nasty, who would be a dream guest, suggested, he was like, I like them. He pretty much said the same thing that we did. And so now we got up on screen. I'm just going to click through some of these. So this is what the All-Stars look like in Bad Radio. So we got the abs.
It's the future and the, you know, the past.
Right.
It's all black and white. So and this, it's like a grainy TV around the bands.
There's I actually like the marble band look, though. That's like the one thing I do like.
That's your favorite part?
I mean, yeah, since there's not much going. And,
I mean, that's the most colorful part.
And I got it. I mean, I had to get these because they say fucking capitals.
So I know. You have a weakness.
Yeah, I do.
There's literally a flag behind you.
Well, I just felt weird having people look at our bed. So, Bad Radio. I'm clicking through just some of the looks. So,
we got Vancouver.
Yeah, so.
The Canucks.
And then, like, the Washington.
The Capitals.
Ones,
yep.
The one I'm wearing. And then the white ones.
That I'm wearing.
Now, here. There's Vegas.
Vegas so, Golden Knights, I mean, which there'd be the black and silver knights right there.
Right. Yeah,
so their name doesn't really fit with these jerseys.
No, but I'm trying to think. They're the only ones that have a specific color.
Their Red Wings?
Red Wings. You're right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jeez, hockey.
The Blues?
The Blues, wow.
It's just a color. That's their name.
Wow, it's the music. Yeah.
Well, I get that, but it's also a color. It was a color first.
So
I'm pretty sure.
One thing that I didn't mention, we got Sabres. Is
Sharks.
So this is the Sharks' third jersey. Google it if you're listening. And this is what they're harping on. The stealth look. You know what I mean? For these?
Yeah.
So I get that.
But
Biz Nasty, my dream guest, please come on our crappy little show.
Do it.
I might as well try and reach out to
him. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And Bill Murray. Like, swing for the fences.
We got Dick aim
for the. I almost said aim for the fences. You can't say aim for the
fences. Aim for the fences, and then once you hit like, it, like swing over.
Shoot
it.
Over the barn door.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right.
So anyway,
yeah, we got Dick Runclair. Good call.
Yes, I was gonna say
big why shout out.
We get Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obama's next, dude. We got Dick Runclair. Obama. We'll
talk to Obama about fucking wakeboarding or whatever he's up to now.
Oh yeah, man, just chilling in Hawaii, smoking reefer.
Yeah.
Whatever he's into.
He earned it.
Yeah, right?
I mean, any president does, honestly.
Yeah.
Fucking 8 years of garbage like that. So anyway, Biz Nasty, trying to stay focused here.
Yeah, sorry.
No, we're great.
This derails.
I think our banter is the number one thing. We're not even going to get to our thing, because Dick Runclair took like 20 minutes. I thought that she'd get bored and leave.
I know. Like I said, though, I did kind of think if she's running dicks, she's going to be a cool human being. Like, you know, you've got to have some kind of good attitude towards life to be out there and like, I'm just going to run dicks.
Yeah, because it's awesome. So I think we did pretty good, though. And then, like, acknowledging that we wanted to be complete scumbags.
Well, it's us. Yeah. So
anyway, Biz Nasty, so he's like, why don't you have a little bit of color on the stripes? And I was like, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
So let's see what that looks like.
Okay.
Ooh. So I mocked these up. You're going to have to check the video.
This is Bobby Mock?
This is me, dude.
Dude.
That's why if you look at the arms, they're kind of cichlid. Fucked up. Yeah.
So, still, it's gravy. From here, I don't have my glasses on, but I can't tell the difference.
So what I did was like...
Photoshop?
No, I just like added Photoshop. Color basically to the stripes. And then you got... Okay, so we're looking at the white Capitals one.
I dig that.
The marble stripe is
blue.
Like blue, and then the white stripe is red, and then I inversed it. So I did this for the Caps.
Okay.
And then I did the blacks.
Dude, that's sick.
Black jerseys. Yeah. And then did...
Oh, the abs?
Yeah, so that one looks sick. Actually like this one better.
I agree with you. I like the red stripe.
Bad Radio.
Red stripe.
Yeah, and then I just did some random ones.
Blue band. So, yep, yeah, and then the blacks...
And then the
Ducks. I mean, it's just all their colors inversed.
Yeah, so I got the Ducks, right. And then the orange.
Ooh, quack, quack.
And then the black ones fucking look sweet.
That's cool with the gold.
Yeah, and then Sabres, who don't have any black in their logo, the white.
That's
ones
much
really
better,
cool.
Yeah.
You can't really see the blue stripe on this one, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, just shade that down. Yeah.
So all the way through Vancouver, again, the white ones look really good because, I mean, that's what their jerseys
look. Can I ask you how much time you spent colorizing all these jerseys?
After I figured out a formula, it didn't take long.
Okay.
I was gonna do, like,
I just pictured you up till like, 4 in the morning.
Nah,
like,
I got to bed about 2.
Okay. So you shaved 2 hours off your life.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And then this, and then I just wanted to get a color sample, so we got the Wild.
That's one of my hometown things. The Avs are playing the Wild tonight, so.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
That was fortuitous.
Yeah.
You didn't even know about this. I sprung this slideshow on you.
I know. That's why I was, like, going to just drop that little knowledge out there.
But then I got thinking.
Okay. What were you thinking? Own. Oh, dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at that sexy jersey.
So we're looking at
the FOP.
The FOP logo with the Capitals black and red marble.
There you go.
And I got your Avs.
I like it.
Yeah. And then
I think I'd have to go for the white. Yeah. White with the red and blue.
And then I'm like, that's my favorite right there.
It's very patriotic.
Yeah, that's the problem with being a Caps fan.
Yeah, like, you got the red, white, and blue.
A lot of people are like, dude, you just come off looking patriotic. And I'm like,
but there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I like America for the most part.
I love America.
I mean, yeah, dude, so what? I'm not always happy, but whatever.
Nobody is always happy. Bro. Yeah.
But then I'm thinking, what if we did five colors?
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, so we got a hot pink band, but then this.
Ooh. I think I like that more.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
The pink scritchy TV, or marble, as you called it.
The pink marble looks real great.
Yeah, okay. It's very, it just like pops on that. It's very like early 2000s punk rock when pink was like cool again there out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Like all my buddies had pink Converse for some reason. And then,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Your buddies.
Yeah.
Like your Team Honky friends?
No. My like in high school, I had a lot of friends, Bobby. I don't know if you know this about me.
I'm sorry.
I was multi-group. I tried to bridge the gaps between every group and make contacts with everyone at my high school. So I had buddies that had pink Converse. You know, I had a pink Zero skateboard deck. I thought I was the shit.
Oh my God! Someone just got a fucking hat trick.
Uh oh.
For the Maple Leafs, Kadri.
Wow.
Oh, I hate that guy. Okay, I'm no longer caring about this game. Okay,
yeah,
bad,
yeah.
Bad job,
radio.
Bobby.
Bad radio.
Okay, but so that's all for the NHL. Let's go right into Hometown Heroes.
Alrighty.
I'm just gonna leave this jersey up there.
Yeah, leave it
for now.
It's glorious.
Since we don't have a lot to talk about, I'm gonna start with the Wizards.
Okay.
They improved to 42.2%.
Is that 0.1% more than last week?
No, it's more. They were at
41.9
or something.
Okay.
So they must have won. But
look at them go. Yeah, Wizards on a fucking hot streak.
Yeah. Wizards are on a hot streak. What do you got, homie?
You know, like I said, the Avs are playing their last game before the All-Star break. It's against the Wild tonight. They also killed it in the Kings game we went to go see and didn't see, 7-1. So that was just an absolute ass whooping. It was amazing. And then NHL other news, Canada is kind of killing it right now in the NHL. I mean, the Leafs are in second in the Eastern Conference, Jets and Flames in Western Conference killing it. So it's just kind of looking like Canada's game right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's always traditionally been Canada's game, but it's almost like kind of a joke that they haven't won a cup in since.
Oh, yeah, like the 70s, 80s?
No.
Or was there one in the 90s? I'll look for that real quick.
You look for that, and then take a look at the standings here. So, yeah, Tampa Bay and Calgary are kind of running away with the whole league right now. Obviously, they're the first in their respective divisions. And then if you go to the wild card race, we got Toronto, who is whooping up on Washington right now.
Okay, you want to take a quick guess?
Oh, yeah. It was the Canadiens.
Yep.
And it was 2000.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yep.
90s?
Yep.
93.
Damn, yeah. 93.
I
16 years ago.
I lost it, and then I pulled it back in.
Reeled it back in. Look at you go. Just reeling the poor Canadians, 93, last time anyone in Canada won a Stanley Cup.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Montreal is the first wild card position in the Eastern Conference right now. And then, well, this kind of ties into what I was saying.
All right.
A little bit, since it's appropriate. The Capitals are looking like they're about to lose their sixth game in a row right now.
Ouch.
Which is the worst that they've done since Barry Trotz became their coach. And, I mean, I know he's gone. So that would be, like, five seasons. Worst they've done in five seasons. Wow. Yeah, which is...
That's a skid.
Yeah, it's a skid to end all skids. And if you look at our schedule here...
Schedule.
It all started in Columbus. That's
schedule for the people who didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, that was a shout-out to Burton.
Schedule. Sorry. So, derailed again.
Yeah, on the 12th it all started when we had an overtime loss to Columbus. This is the 12th of January.
Okay.
Not so bad, but, you know, we only scored one goal. Moving on, St. Louis beat us 4-1, which...
Another
one-goal game, which is bad. So that's two goals in two games.
Rough.
Yeah, and rough. Then six goals against. And then Nashville shit-pounded us on the end of a back-to-back.
Dude, they're killing it.
They are.
Damn, I'm really Predators.
We didn't get to go to the game on Monday.
Yeah, that would have been sick.
Yeah. And so now we are, what, up to 13 goals against for 4-4.
Yeah.
And then Barry Trotz returned with his New York Islanders, who became number one in the Metro, as you can
God
see.
God damn Islands.
Yeah, 63 points after they beat us 2-0, which I think is kind of fucked up because we did a whole tribute to Barry Trotz. He should have, like, at least let a goal in, you know?
Yeah, right.
Or, you know, our something. Team could play. So,
or like, yeah, like do the ice skating thing or sing some Lumineers.
Yeah. Play some Lumineers and then dance with the Ovechkin.
Yeah, that would have been like a good like shout out to the KHL or KL, whatever.
So as you can imagine, like if you look at the schedule, we haven't had a day to practice since in the new year.
Getting run down.
Look at that. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't want to make excuses.
It sounds like it.
I do, but like three back-to-backs, and I haven't even gotten to the third one. And then
the third one?
Every other day. Well, that's what's going on right now. But anyway, so Islanders shut us out. And then we go to Chicago.
Ugh.
My nieces and brother were at the game, which is a curse. They like
the Grizzlies the worst.
Are notoriously bad at watching hockey in the stadium away.
But from
away from the Capital One Arena.
Okay.
So I'm like 13-2 or 13-1 watching the Capitals play at home, and I'm like 2-11 away.
I'm amazed you have collected odds on this and like kind of have that record, because I'm pretty sure every time I go see the Avs, I don't remember if they won or lost by the time I leave the game.
I literally have a spreadsheet as to what is my luckiest piece of clothing for this year and where I watch the games and what's the most lucky.
That's amazing.
It's stupid.
I'm jealous that you track all these items. Like,
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, do it. Be obsessed. I mean,
this is how I obsess. I couldn't tell you like who scored the most goals in 1999 for the Capitals, but I could tell you what shirt of mine is the luckiest right now.
See, there you go.
It's on. It's all about.
Oh man,
it's not good. I mean, these last.
You're gonna have to switch it up and find a new one.
I have about 20 to 25. Shirts, jerseys, and hoodies of Capitals.
Obviously, the All-Star break jerseys aren't the answer.
No. I guess I am rooting for the Metro when I'll be wearing these this weekend, not the Capitals.
Oh, no.
So anyway, the good news from Chicago is 5 goals. So that's more than we've scored...
combined in the last four games.
At that point.
Yeah.
So that brings... That was Monday. Sunday, excuse sorry. Me. But the weird thing there, all 5 goals scored by defenders.
Crazy.
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Not often. Often.
Yeah.
And I mean, since goal scoring was very sparse, I was happy to see that, but we still lost Chicago, who's the worst. Patrick Kane got a hat trick.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And that was crazy. And then come back home and have the Sharks. And things were going good.
It's the noise they make underwater.
Yes. Things were going great. But.
And then,
Ovi got a... He scored his first goal in a while.
Yeah.
And he, I think...
He scored tonight?
Yeah, he did.
All right.
But this is last night in Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
He puts up a hat trick, actually.
Which is huge.
I think that's his 23rd or 24th hat trick. So he's breaking records.
Dude, that's amazing.
Breaking necks. And then he went for the open net and didn't pass off to someone else. And the Sharks got possession back. There was 1 second left. And Evander Kane nailed it home, tied the game. And then...
Oh, that's so frustrating.
They lost in overtime.
So frustrating.
At least we got a point, though. Like a standings point. And right now, we are losing 2-5 against the Maple Leafs. With,
son of a bitch.
That's 750 rough. Left.
Yeah, that's a rough skid for the Caps there, man.
Yeah, the one thing, couple of good things, obviously the Ovi hat trick, but it was the 13th anniversary of Ovi pulling this one off.
Okay.
So this is known as the goal, which is funny because I can think of five or six things that name. This is, look, I mean, Capitals are rocking
against the Phoenix,
yeah,
Coyotes.
But old,
oh, that
Eagle.
Goal, yeah, that was the dope goal. I remember that goal.
He was in attendance for that because he was still involved. He might still be involved, but he was there.
Okay, why was he involved?
He's part owner or coach or something on the Coyotes.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and
there he is.
Austin
look
Matthews.
At him.
Oh, he was coaching. Austin Crazy. Matthews, who is helping the Caps lose tonight, was also in attendance as a child.
Wow, that's a weird stat.
Right.
Is he a Phoenix native? Or did he just end up at the game?
He's from Arizona, yeah. He's okay. Probably one of the first pro hockey players to come out of Arizona.
Yeah, not too many players come out of the Cactus State.
It's a growing scene there now.
Whatever the hell it's called.
Now that the Coyotes are a staple there.
I'm sure that's good for energy consumption. Making ice in the desert, but that's the inner smartass. What else do we have?
Brooks Orpik played his 1,000th game, but they did not give him
anything super dope.
No, they gave him the golden stick and then like a resort trip, but not any two Gambex or a Megalodon tooth or like a bronzed eagle or something like that.
Yeah, they should have like, or like a statue of the Capitol in gold or something. That would have been cool.
I mean, to be honest, I don't think we throw down like that, but
I guess not.
I mean, Orpik's great. And obviously he will be immortalized because he was part of the Stanley Cup winning team, but he also won a Stanley Cup with,
who else?
The Penguins, of all people.
Ooh, your favorite team.
Yeah, that's a little sacrilegious. And then my final note is this TJ Oshie Funko Pop, and I love this crap.
Yep, Bobby's addicted.
I keep it pretty tame, considering like collectors literally have thousands of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. Like,
that makes sense.
If you go to Walmart. So anyway, what I wanted to point out about this, I will not unbox it because I'm hoping it's a collector's item. Because
someday.
TJ Oshie has an alternate Captain A on his jersey here,
ooh,
which is not technically a misprint, but he was only an alternative captain when Nicholas Backstrom was injured in the playoffs.
Okay.
So hoping...
Are there other ones that might be corrected?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Gotcha.
But I doubt it. So Babyface Oshie gets to share the second... Oh, sorry, this is the third edition NHL players. They also have... There's an Ovechkin and a Holpe one that I have.
Okay.
So he's sharing with Claude Giroux, Taylor Hall, Jack Eichel, Marc-Andre Fleury.
So they knock these, like, out every season? They just select players?
Yeah, they do, like, what is this, like, 12 or 10 a season.
Okay.
And then, like I said, Holpe's got one. Ovechkin has two.
12.
They put, like, a white jersey out one for Canada. So I have both those.
Right on.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Okay. So what's your wild card there, Cam?
My wild card, to kind of tie together what we were talking about at the beginning of the podcast, our snowboarding weekend. You know, on the 17th of this month, Aspen Times releases an article that says, hey, the forecast is going to bring some heavy snow and, you know, it's going to dump here in the Aspen area, which will cause avalanche warnings and a lot of avalanches. So yesterday, the 22nd, an avalanche in Aspen kills a skier. And it's just like, dude, it's a warning for a reason. Like, stay in bounds, do your thing. I mean, I understand wanting to go out and get that good snow, but damn, dude, like...
Pow Pow Narnar?
Yeah, the Narnia, ride it. It's one of those crazy things. Like, why would you go out of bounds and, you know, push your luck when everybody kind of knew it was avalanche season and heavy wet snow with the icy conditions we've had lately do not mix. But that's my wild card. What about you?
I brought two more hockey ones since we're talking All-Star game.
What about you?
And yeah. That kind of thing. The first one, referring from the Ducks Twitter here.
Yeah, yeah.
The cast of the Mighty Ducks.
Quack, quack.
The first one came to the Ducks game.
Oh, yeah. That's some throwback right there, man. That's how old were we when that came out? Like
the first
8, 9 years old?
You look that up, and I'm going to ask you another question.
Okay.
Can you name these characters?
All I remember is Charlie. I do not remember anyone else.
9 years old.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm terrible at that stuff.
Oh, man. I was really hoping.
Why?
Some more, because I was going to make a game out of it.
Okay.
But anyway, so we got... Julie the Cat Gaffney.
Ooh, yeah.
We got Adam Banks. Man, he got old. Can you believe that?
Oh, man, yeah, that guy looks like he's lived it a little rough.
We
good
got
for him.
Tommy Duncan, Pete and Pete.
Oh, yeah.
And then Guy, and I forget his last name. And then
Guy Lafleur or whatever? No, that's something else.
Well, he was just like the one that kissed the girl at the end of the movie.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, of course.
Look at him with
it's the girl that ends up being in Wet Hot American Summer.
Okay.
Yeah, the brunette.
I don't know.
Connie Duncan, I think, was her name in Mighty Ducks. No.
What year do you think Mighty Ducks came out?
92.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Fuck yes. Like I said, I can't tell you who coached the Capitals in 92.
I was 8, so I was right about how old I was.
That's awesome. So anyway, we got another pick here. We got Tommy Duncan, Julie the Cat Gaffney, Guy Germain. I couldn't remember.
Germain.
Yeah. So not the most popular character, but amongst the good ones. Adam Banks. And I can't remember Keenan's first name.
Keenan.
Knuckle Puck.
Oh, I don't know.
From D2.
Oh, I have no clue,
I guess,
man.
This is technically the cast of D2 because Julie the Cat Gaffney was not there. She replaced Goldberg.
Oh, yes.
And then,
the notorious Goldberg.
And then Knuckle Puck taught them to love hockey after he whooped their ass in some LA street hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where you play into the oil drum.
Oh, I always will remember the Knuckle Puck. Knuckle Puck.
And keeping it
Knuckle
in SoCal, Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop Dogg.
Who actually DJed at the All-Star game.
Hell yes.
Dropped the ceremonial puck.
Gotta love the Kings, man. The Kings have, you know, all the access to all the stars and stuff.
Yeah, they really do.
Being in L.A., Snoop walking out on the black carpet.
Yeah, so he gets to do the puck drop with Crosby and...
I don't know who that guy is.
Kopitar.
Kings player.
So ceremonial puck drop.
Oh, yeah.
But he wasn't done there.
He dropped it with style, too.
He did.
Oh, yeah, in the booth.
In the booth. So we're going to let the audio back in.
Gotta love Snoop Dogg.
Hockey 1-on-1 with Snoop Dogg, man. Shout out to the commissioner, man, for thinking about me and, you know, putting me in a position to try to help promote hockey and show people that hockey is a cool sport.
So it's great.
Stanley Cup stuff's neat, isn't it?
It is.
I love the beat in the background.
We had a chance twice, and it's just, I mean, well.
Yeah, we had to see these rings right here.
Oh, yeah.
We had a chance.
They should have.
We had a chance.
They would have made it so much better.
And I've drunk out of Stanley before. Say that ain't so.
This is ensemble. Much better. Much better than what I've seen you in the past.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
okay.
Snoop knows that.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave it alone, dog. Leave me alone.
Done. Oh, yeah.
I'm black and silver. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
So they're busting the balls from the
ice skate, so I can't play the whole thing. That's the only problem.
So,
I don't know how to stand on that ice.
It's not like they were playing the Ducks. Nothing wrong with that.
Get me right for real?
Throwback, bro.
Half an hour. Half an hour. I'll have you skating back.
That's what I want to know.
All right.
Oh, give me that.
Here we go.
Give me that.
Here we go.
Turn it around.
Push it. Run the weave. Run the weave. Come on,
run
now.
The weave.
Give me that. Give me that. Give me that assist right there. Give me the assist. Give it to him. Right there. Oh, come on. Close. He set you up perfect.
I mean, that's a penalty right there.
Hands up. Oh, watch out. Ooh. He stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go.
Get it cracking.
Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see some.
Ooh,
drop
yeah.
The sticks, man. Let's get cracking, man. To the middle of the ring. Let's go. Number three wanted. I like that. Who was number three for us?
Deion Phaneuf.
Deion, go get cracking, Deion. Yeah, go get him, Deion. Get him, Deion. Move, Deion. Get out the way.
Dude, they need to just have him. Or they need
oh, dude, all the time.
I'd pay extra to have Snoop Dogg.
Let me see this. I don't want to
commentate
yeah.
Pretty much any sport.
We may get some money
you
out of
can
this.
Have. You can hang around.
We may get some money. I may be some good luck.
Dude, that's actually like a brilliant idea to just have guest commentators like Snoop Dogg or
somebody
yeah. Morgan Freeman or, you know, just
it can't be all past.
Badass people.
Who wants the money?
Well,
who wants the money?
Samuel L. Jackson. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Susan Sarandon.
What?
I might have to pick up a
Kate's
yeah.
I just got a different twist on
how, like, hot she thought like the coach was.
3 seconds left at the end of the period.
And then
oh, what a tough shot. Quick there. Defended. Great job, Quick.
They had a,
too quick.
Like, great job, Snoop.
Yeah. They had, whatchamacallit? They had a race, a NASCAR driver. And he was just
oh,
sitting
yeah.
down there, and he's just like, oh, man,
that's
so
be
fast, man. And he's just like, yeah, well, what do you think? He's just like, I didn't realize how fast it was.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So my favorite part of this whole thing was not...
Okay.
Not, so unfortunately, that compilation didn't have this clip I'm trying to bring up, but...
Bring it up, Bobby. That, pull that shit up, Bobby.
I'm trying to pull that shit
that's
up.
That's a cool pitch.
Yeah.
But we're getting
don't
there.
Don't pitch a tent. We're getting there.
It's another teaser. We're just sprinkling him in on
yeah.
accident.
Well, I was smart. I
yeah. What else you got?
So, wait.
All right. Bring that clip up.
Yeah, yeah. So, right when they cut to break after Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
This is when this hilarity ensued. And
announcers announcing.
First it was Jake Gensel and then Jeff Carter. Mammoth Mountain Intermission Report. Let's go down to Jared and Art.
And me too. Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it. Come on. How good was that? Listen to Snoop Dogg. That was the
watch
best.
Out, nephew.
Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it. Watch
hell yes.
out, nephew. Put some money on it. Come
that's
on.
A clip.
How
drop.
Good was
that's
that? Listen to Snoop Dogg. That was the best thing.
All right.
All right.
Anyway, we got to move on to our main event because we are already an hour deep. So, as you know, we like to cover a not-so-well-known sport in each one of our episodes.
Yes, sir.
We start off in netball, which is
pretty good.
Until it was good to cover.
Yeah.
Night fighting was dope. Unfortunately, not as...
interactive as we should have been with it.
Well, I wasn't even going to say that. It was just, yeah, definitely. We were just sitting there like...
Yeah, this is
horrified
crazy.
Horrified watching these dudes just wail on each other.
Which is still fucking sweet.
It was.
I don't care what anyone
sweet.
Says.
Yeah, we definitely got to get someone from the Colorado Clash or whatever in here to teach
yeah.
us like some legit stuff.
Yeah, maybe we could make chainmail with them or sharpen knives. Oh no, they can't be sharp. Fuck.
No, they can't. Dull.
Blunt.
Some
knives. Yeah, we
yeah,
can
we
blunt
some
knives.
Some stuff. So this year we're going back to a what did they call them? Continental?
What?
No. Colonial?
Colonial? I'd be good with
game?
Colonial.
Whatever.
Christiani game.
A game from the British Empire, although I'm sure plenty of these players. Anyway, the game we are covering is hurling.
Hurling.
Hurling is an Irish sport.
Not puking.
Not throwing up.
Take the piss out of that.
Yeah, so hurling is an Irish sport, and essentially it is a... Okay, so the closest
like,
relative to it is technically Gaelic football, but that doesn't do you any good. Cause
yeah, because not anybody knows about that.
But anyway...
it's like a cross between lacrosse and
okay.
hockey and
yeah.
a little bit of field hockey.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
It, you kind of got a bunch of elements, and then you kind of got like a soccer element and a rugby element.
Yeah, so in other words, it's completely unique. That's
yeah.
really what we should go with.
It makes it freaking sweet.
It is fucking amazing. It is brutal.
Super impressive. I mean, the skill sets these guys all have.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, their ball handling.
Yeah.
Their dick running. I mean, their running skills with the ball. Yeah. It's pretty fantastic.
So I don't even know where to begin. I'm going to put on some in the background so y'all know where it's at. Hurling.
Let's break down hurling. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm going to start with the history, though, because I think that's like the most interesting part.
Okay.
Essentially, hurling predates Christianity.
A lot of things do.
Yeah, but by a long shot. Earliest written references are from the 5th century, which obviously does not predate Christ.
True.
But in Seamus King's A History of Hurling references an oral tradition that goes back as far as 1200 BCE.
Dude, where did Seamus pull these records? Because Seamus is a badass name.
Seamus is a badass, but I want to know how he found an oral history. That always bugged the shit out of me.
Yeah, like, is it like my great, you know, times infinity grandfather told my,
King from fucking BCE, like, pass it down? I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Who cares? The point is, this game's been around for 4,000 years. And we got on screen here a little bit of a hurling game. So the basic
premise of it
is, like I said, it's Gaelic football, which is kind of like a cross between soccer and rugby, but with sticks and a baseball.
Yeah. It literally looks just like a baseball.
Yeah. It's an Irish sport played with two teams of 15 players each.
It's a ton of players. Eight refs.
Yeah. A shitload of refs.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And it makes sense. Like, I can only imagine what the early forms of this game were. It was probably
Doing this shit with one ref.
Yeah. It was, or no refs.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just a drunken melee.
Fluster cloak.
The field is 45 meters by 85 meters, which is longer, but not wider than a soccer pitch.
Okay.
So it's like a football field and a half long, basically.
Yeah.
More or less. The goals are 6.5 meters wide by 2.5 meters high, so basically a soccer goal.
Yep.
But the goal posts extend up like uprights in football.
So you got like this setup.
Yeah.
But I can't make that with my fingers because I'm finger retarded on screen.
Fing-tarded. Essentially, if you get it in the goal, which is, of course, guarded by a goalie, it's 3 points. If you get it in between the uprights, it's one. And games are typically very fast-paced and high-scoring.
I mean, these guys are running up and down this pitch all day.
Yeah, and I mean, there's 15 of them. I don't think they have the same restrictions as netball. I think you can pretty much go wherever, except for the goalie.
From what I watched, it seemed like you could do whatever you wanted.
The goalie has like a different stick. Sorry. That's one thing. We should stop calling it stick.
Hurley. It's a hurley. Yeah.
And the ball is called a sleotar.
Sleotar.
So sounds basically
gangster.
That's
way cooler than a Hufflepuck or whatever stupid Harry Potter's playing.
I can't believe Quidditch is an actual thing. Although, maybe it's like netball. It's probably fun to play in college or whatever.
Yeah, true.
So, games are played in 2 30-minute halves, which is understandable because these guys got to be winded, like, dealing with sticks and shit.
Oh, yeah, man.
Running up and down. And any game that is tied must be replayed.
That's insane.
Yeah, and I think when it comes to certain tournaments, and we'll get into the NHL. Get it? National Hurling League?
That's funny. Yeah.
It's very, very on point considering how much we talked about hockey.
Ooh, which was the OG NHL?
Definitely the hurling one.
Yeah,
we'll get
exactly.
There. Ooh, we'll get. Actually, it'd be close.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on if you count the National Hockey League starting when the Stanley Cup started versus when the original six started.
Okay.
Because it used to just be a bunch of dudes. It's like, hey, Cam, you want to go form a
pond
team?
Hockey, yeah.
And see if we can beat the Toronto Arenas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other ponders.
Yeah, the other ponders. So basically, the unique part of this game is how the ball is moved up and down the field, because it's not just a free-for-all. There are very stringent rules on how a ball or a player can play a ball.
Yeah, so, it's super impressive, the ball handling.
Yeah, and for those of us or those of you that are watching, it's going to be a lot easier to like see it than it is to explain it, so bear with us.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of bullet points here and I think they're all pretty
on point.
Yeah. You can hit the ball with the hurley, which is the stick. Again, yep. That's the last time I'm saying that.
Okay.
After tossing it from your hand.
So you must throw the ball up in the air and then hurley it.
Right. Okay. That's your most basic hurling move.
Yep.
Hitting it with... Oh, you can hit the ball along the ground with the hurley or kick.
Kind of like it. Kind of like field hockey.
Is that how it is in field hockey?
Yeah.
Can you kick it?
Well, you can't kick it, but you can tap it around. And you can kick it, but it's not like a
you can't make
regulation move.
Right. It's not cool.
Yeah. Using your you can move the ball if you dribble it off your hurley to go down the pitch.
Yeah.
Or you can balance it on the hurley. That's the gangster move. It's kind of like a deke almost.
Yeah, well, they do it in lacrosse, right? Keep it, but it's without a net.
Yeah, exactly. The impressive part. You're on a kind of a flat their hurley is kind of I don't know, I'd say it's about 2.5 feet long, and it's normal stick, and then it's got a flat paddle at the end of it, kind of like a field hockey stick. But it doesn't kind of have that bend like a field hockey stick.
Right.
It's just kind of flat.
I think it's got a little bit of a lip to cradle.
Yeah.
But it's not much. And before you get the thing onto your hurl, the only way you can get it off the ground is by kicking it up to yourself or flicking it up with the hurl.
Yeah, the hurley. That's the amazing part about it. I mean, the coordination is freaking intense.
Yeah.
I'm a dork. I played tennis in high school, and flipping a tennis ball with a tennis racket was gangster shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a much wider surface and a much more susceptible ball. Although
it's all grippy.
I did not find much about what the hurling ball is. It just looks like a baseball.
The Sleotar.
And I think it's got to be weighted like a baseball, just judging by how hard these guys are
ripping
it.
Yeah. It just, they can sail it down the pitch. What is that, 100 meters?
Crazy. The pitch is damn near 150 meters. So these guys are bombing it, bad radio, but they're hitting the thing easily halfway across it to pass to their buddy. Speaking of passes, you're allowed to catch the ball, but you cannot throw it. You can do a slap pass, which is tossing it to yourself and then smacking
it with the hurley.
No, that's
a strike. With your hand.
With your hand, you can hand pass it, but there's no throwing, and a player can't
hand the ball.
Well, they can't put it up to dribble,
yeah,
and then throw it back to their hand more than twice.
That makes sense.
In a possession, then you got to get rid of it.
Then you got to hurl it away.
Yeah.
Pass it.
Very similar to soccer, there are these things called pucks, which are basically
it's a penalty kick.
Yeah, it's a penalty kick. And the only difference, really, is if an attacking team hits it off the back goal line, mm-hmm. Behind the goal, that's called a free puck. And the other team, it's a touchback.
Puck, yeah.
They get it at the 65-meter line. So they basically get offensive possession if you miss the shot instead of getting a corner kick in soccer.
Yeah.
No, wait, in soccer that would be a free kick.
Free kicks. Yeah. Oh. So you're like a penalty.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and then if you foul somebody, which we'll talk about fouling here,
yeah, we will.
And they're on basically gonna score kind of play.
Mm-hmm.
Then
it's like a penalty in the box.
Yeah, it's a penalty kick. And the interesting thing about that is instead of just having the goalie, they can actually field two defenders with the goalie to block you from it. And that's from
three guys, one
out.
Net.
Three guys, one hurley?
Yeah.
Or no, I guess they'd all have hurleys.
Yeah, they're all hurled up.
Yeah, one net, one goal.
Three guys, one goal? I don't know.
Yeah. There's something there. You put the pieces together.
Yeah, I think I nailed it the first time, but it's all good.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Look at the Sleotar go in the net.
So, defensively, you're allowed to make shoulder-to-shoulder checks against the player with the ball. You're allowed to make shoulder-to-shoulder checks with a player if you're both going for the ball.
Opposing player,
right.
Well, I guess you could hit your own guy if you're an asshole.
And you can use your hurley and your body to block shots or passes. And this is where shit gets
awesome.
Real.
Yeah. That's a, kind of like the lacrosse element. You know? Like having that weapon in your hand.
Or hockey.
Or your hurley.
Yeah.
In your hand and running at high speeds chasing the Sleotar is... It just makes for some cool plays.
Yeah, and again, bad radio. You're going to hear us just be like, oh!
Yeah.
Because we have it going in the background.
Yeah, that was like a... It was like a...
Oh, Jesus! The guy just...
A horse collar slash...
With a stick.
What's it? The stiff arm. It was like a stiff arm into horse collar.
With takedown. The hurley.
Yeah, with the hurley in his hand.
I don't know why I'm having such problems saying hurley. Oh,
I'm just trying to remember Sleotar. I mean,
dude, you've nailed it. I've said Sleotar like five times.
Yeah, I know, but it's because I keep going, it's a fucking Sleotar.
Right.
Or else I'd never know.
We're going to start calling all balls Sleotars. You got me by the Sleotar here, Cam. Jesus.
Jiggle my Sleotars.
All right. So as I said, the NHL is the National Hurling League. And I got to be honest, like, I'm probably going to butcher the facts here.
That's fine.
That's GAA, what we're here for. Is the Gaelic
Association
of Athletic Association.
Okay.
And they do all sorts of stuff, not just hurling.
I'm sure it's all Irish-based sports.
Right. So
they're Gaelic.
Essentially, like I said, it predates BCE. It's related to a Scottish game Shinty and the Scottish game Shinty and Camag from the Isle of Man. And it's often confused with Cornish hurling.
Oh, shit. Don't get it confused. That's like saying you're from New Zealand when you're really from Australia.
Well, interestingly enough, I believe it's because of Cornish hurling that I wanted to do this, because I've heard that players have died playing this game because helmets weren't required up until very recently. As you can
I
see,
bet getting Sleotard in the head.
Or, yeah.
You'd
or
go Sleotarded.
Yeah, you go Sleotarded.
That's why they had to have helmets.
First t-shirt.
Oh, God.
But in Cornish hurling, it's similar to, like, there's not that much about it. It's a very traditional game.
Okay.
It's similar to soccer or rugby, but you play with a ball made out of silver.
Jesus Christ. That's pain right there.
In August of 1705, a guy straight up died.
Yeah. Playing.
And I'm surprised, like, there hasn't been more.
I know that. I'm sure there are, but, I mean, they're just not documented yet.
As far as Irish curling goes, or hurling, rather.
Hurling.
I wasn't able to find all that much about a guy dying. There was a kid that had, like, a heart problem, and his heart failed, like, during play.
Oh, yeah, get that in American football all the time.
Yeah, but it's, as far as taking a Sleotar to the face.
I still, like... That incident had to be crazy. Imagine witnessing that live, like a silver ball.
Yeah.
Sleotar going into a dude's dome.
I understand there's a limited amount of materials in 1705 to be recreational with, but it's two silver hemispheres held together by a piece of wood.
It's insane.
So any give that silver might have is backed up by a piece of wood.
Which is
I'm
the worst
of the craftsmanship, to be honest.
True, but it's like the worst thing you could use.
Yeah.
Like wood and silver. Like you said, why not use like a, you know, a pig's rectum and fill it with pebbles or something, you know, like
come
on.
Maybe not the Cornish people, but like haggis was a thing.
Exactly.
It's basically a ball.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Fill something up, throw it around. I mean, why does it have to be silver? Maybe it was like a regal thing to play hurling. Like you had the silver ball and stuff. I don't know. Call me crazy. I don't know the origins of Cornish hurling.
Yeah, and we'll get off that, but I just have to... We'll get back to regular hurling, or who's to say it was regular hurling. We'll get back to GAA Irish hurling in a second.
Okay.
But I have to read this sentence.
Although
the custom attracts fewer spectators, the annual hurling matches at St. Colum Major have the same status in the Cornish calendar as the Abbey Ozfest at Padstow and the Furry Dance at Helston. Dude, we got to go to Cornia. Cornish? Right. Cornwall?
Cornwall.
Cornwall in the United Kingdom.
Okay. We can Cornwall up.
I think we're just going to have to do a crazy European trip. Like, we've got three events we got to go to.
I love European tours.
Speaking of events you have to see, according to CNN's top 10 list.
Everybody, it's not fake news CNN, though. It's real news CNN.
No, why are they going to misreport on this? And
yeah,
this
exactly.
is an opinion piece, too.
Oh, okay.
According to them, hurling is the second, or I'm sorry.
Oh?
Blow
my mind.
The premier hurling tournament.
Yeah.
Is the second.
PHT?
Well, no, it's called something else, and that's coming next. I'm just terrible at organizing today because.
I was just going with Premier Hurling Tournament for
yeah.
PHT. But
there
yeah.
you go.
Hit me with your.
It is the second live event that you must see before you die next to the Olympics.
Okay.
So CNN really loves this shit.
I guess. Have yeah. you seen the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, not live.
Okay.
Thankfully, I've never been to one of those clusterfucks just because that shit is crazy. Continuing. So the first attempt to organize a standard set of rules came in 1879 at Trinity College in Dublin.
Which is a dope college. Go check that shit out.
Yeah. In 1884, the GAA, the Gaelic Athletic Association, made a uniform set of rules. And then in 1891, the first All-Ireland hurling final was played, with Kerry winning the first title. And then
did she take it to prom with her?
Yeah, totally. No, carry the county. So basically,
oh, okay.
It's all regional. It's kind of what
right.
you would picture, like you know how like
conferences,
yeah,
kind
sort
of.
It's more like counties though. So like it's players from that area.
Okay,
you know, I'm sure if it ever becomes as big as like Premier League and stuff, they'll be pulling dudes from Egypt and
oh
wherever.
Yeah.
But like traditionally, and I think to this day. The premier thing is all based on where you're from.
Okay.
So, for example, Kerry, the county Kerry, won the first one, but Cork, Kilkenny, and Tipperary have dominated in the 20th century, all winning over 20 titles each.
Oh, wow.
And I'll pull it up here, but...
pull it up.
The most is, like, 36. It's unreal.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think...
That's like elite shit right there.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
And so the premier, the top tier...
Okay.
This is where it's going to get confusing, because you got to stop thinking American sports standards and start thinking more like English Premier League.
Okay.
Where you have Premier League and then like the Champions League and that kind of shit. So essentially, the top tier is the Irish senior. What the fuck? Is
those
that?
Games are 75 minutes long, if I remember right. The senior games are longer than the other games.
Yeah, I don't know. It's called the All Ireland Senior Hurling Championships, and I got really excited because I thought it was gonna be old guys.
Yeah.
But I realized like they're just ballers, which is unfortunate. And they play for the Liam McCarthy Trophy, and it like I said, it's a tiered system like the Premier League.
Okay.
So top teams get relegated down, or bottom teams get relegated down.
Yeah.
And then teams from the lower tiers get a chance to join the league, but they have to beat like the third place team the league once they've won the second tier.
Okay.
And I mean, this shit goes...
So it's like a weird bracketed system.
Yeah, and it basically works a lot like...
basketball?
Well, football.
Okay.
Or kind of. So you have like... If you picture like a tier being a division in football...
Gotcha.
And it having 12 teams, I think. The top tier has 12. But
okay.
Let's just say 12.
12 teams?
Yeah.
In a tier?
And they're tiered.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm looking here.
Keep looking, man.
So
you can play your way up as being a lower team to make it to the championship, right? Does that make sense? Am I looking
well, it's
at
like
the right way?
Each season, let's say you're at the third tier, right?
Okay.
And that's like right in the middle. There's like six. They call them divisions, but they're tiers, right?
Okay. What's going on with those tiers? Like,
oh, here we go.
There we go. The breakdown of the tiers. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yeah. So here's the division A1. That's the top, right?
Okay.
And this actually might be for the NHL, not for the tournament I'm talking about, but it's very similar.
Okay.
So the top two teams get relegated down to the next division, or the bottom two teams, I mean. And then these guys are playing for the creme de la creme.
So it's almost like college football.
Kind of, but college football is way more arbitrary.
True. Yeah, I was just trying to reference something mentally that made sense to me.
And here's the full list of teams. And if you notice...
New York. Yeah.
And London. London actually was the first international team.
Oh.
And they won it all the second year they were there in 1901.
Damn. But look at London come out with heat.
Yeah, right?
Do you think they like paid off the judges?
Probably not. I don't think...
you think they're like the Patriots of the Hurling League?
I don't think... whatchamacallit?
Look at Killarney?
Kilkenny.
Kilkenny? Sorry,
oh my God, they killed Kenny.
Yeah.
And Kilkenny kills it. So yeah, here's what I was looking for earlier. They have 36 wins. And this is the senior.
That's just insane.
Yeah, this is like the Premier League, right?
Yep.
36 wins, 26 runners-up.
Damn, man.
So that's 62 appearances in the final.
They're like the Blacks in rugby.
Yeah, the All Blacks.
All Blacks, that's it.
Yeah, New Zealand.
Yeah,
they just kill it.
Yeah.
And then you got Cork with 30 wins, 19 runner-up. And then Tipperary with 27. And then
Limerick.
Limerick with 8.
Spouting poems the entire time.
Yeah, they're just spitting game. And then Dublin...
You think with Dublin like being the housing of this
shit. Yeah, maybe they're more into soccer or something, you know?
Yeah, that could be true.
And then Galway, 20 runner-ups with 5 wins. So they've gotten...
They probably just had better beer than whiskey in Dublin.
And then, like I said, London down here. And New York has a team. They all play for the Liam McCarthy Cup. He was an Irish nationalist businessman and activist in London, best known for his donation to the Gaelic Athletic Association of a trophy.
I really think he was dominating.
So I think he's just a big fan, like
Stanley,
Lord Stanley.
Gotcha. So he was like a contributor.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is what the cup looks like.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And then they actually...
Is that metal? Or
yeah,
is that,
it's metal.
Okay. I couldn't tell. Once again, no glasses. There we go. Way better picture.
Yeah, they actually, for a long time, had like a nice artifact, but then at a certain point, they made a replica of it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because I mean...
You don't want like a bunch of drunk Irishmen.
Yeah, you don't want Ovechkin bending the Stanley Cup doing a keg stand on it.
Yeah, which...
Or the McCarthy Cup.
Freaking sweet. So many things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm putting this as the best sport we've covered.
To watch, it's intense. Like, it's just so many other sports kind of wrapped into one. I mean, like you said, the balls, like the chalet.
Oh, you had it.
I did have it. Shleotar. It's like a baseball. It looks a lot like a baseball. It's got almost the same stitching. You can see so many elements of other sports from this game.
Yeah, but, like, here's my question. This sounds like it predated a whole bunch of this shit.
Oh, yeah.
If they're really quoting it as being almost...
That old.
Yeah, some people say, like, 4,000, but I'm going to call it, like, 3,200 years old.
Okay,
right?
Let's go with that.
Like, this is around before everything. This is like that Aztec shit that they played.
Oh, yeah, where they're throwing, like, heads through the ring.
Yeah, that's definitely on our list.
Hell yes, it is.
Just ancient sports.
I'm good with that, too.
Oh, my God. If we could find a status sheet from, like, Roman times with the Colosseum.
Dude, the Mayans love to document everything. I bet they had some...
They got some
stats.
The friggin'...
Yeah.
The El Dorado... I don't even know any Mayans.
The El Dorado scripts or something. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, they got, like, team names. The Jaguars and the fucking iguanas or whatever.
The poison frogs. Yeah. Just I was just doing a little research here. There is a hurling league in Denver.
No way.
Yeah, bro. Established in 96. We've got a Gaelic Athletic Association sponsored league here in Denver.
That is insane. So it's a league, not just a team?
Yeah. Well, there's a team, so it's a Southwest Division. It looks like we have tournaments and everything, so it's pretty sweet. I don't think they're playing right now because it doesn't give me any matches for January. Yeah, man, we could definitely go check this out locally and not have to go all the way to Ireland, even though I'd way rather watch it in Ireland.
Yeah, I think it would be a lot more fun in Ireland.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So that's
freaking sweet.
I am in love with this. I really don't understand anything about strategy or anything like that yet because it's like imagine if golf was a team sport.
Yeah.
It just seems like to me they're just, I mean, I know they're not. They're just winging it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like hundreds of feet downfield, running into each other at full speed with fucking sticks in your hand and no padding.
Yeah,
like,
just a helmet so you don't get the
and that's a
ball
new thing.
In the dome. Yeah.
I bet you there's some old-ass hurler out there that still got grandfathered in like they did with hockey.
Yeah, that's
true. When
they
started requiring helmets in like 1990 or whatever.
Yeah, they're just like, no, you don't need one.
No, you're good, Gramps.
Yeah, that, keep rocking it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Just a little bit of an edit. So I was showing you guys two different things, and I'm sorry, but you know, we're both here to learn. And
always learning.
So here you have the breakdown of the tiers. So you got the Liam McCarthy. Actually, it's Matt Carthy.
Okay.
Yeah, they always spell it wrong, apparently. I did it like four times when I search it, but I wonder if Liam McCarthy is like something bad, some guy bad. You got 12 teams in the top tier here, and then you below that you got the Joe
McDonough yep
cup, which is six teams, and the finalists of the McDonough cup entered the Liam McCarthy cup by playing the third place provincial teams in the two preliminary quarterfinals.
That totally makes sense to me. Not at all.
Okay,
I was
good.
Totally
I was hoping
you
could explain it to me, but I think essentially they play to get in the league.
Yes.
Or the first thing they have to do is play like hard teams
to get up to that level.
Because if they do relegations, right?
So it looks like there's like cup games to get up to the Liam McCarthy, right?
Well, yeah, you got to picture this over a couple of years, though.
Okay.
So let's say this is 2010, right? To start, or 2000.
Okay.
In 2001 for the season, let's say Carlo here, mm-hmm. or Kerry, since they won it all the first time.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Kerry.
They win the McDonough Cup.
All right.
They get to play for a chance to be in this league.
Gotcha.
But since they play the third place team, I don't know, they're saying provincial championship, so there might be divisions inside this greater league. But
I guarantee you there's some crazy breakdown.
Yeah, there's something
we need,
we're
like
missing
a bracket
here, but I don't know who gets relegated down. You know what
I'm
mean?
Sure it's your record. Like if you lose in one of those cups and you're not like right. progressively just moving up the ranks, you know, it's a tiered system, essentially.
Maybe we can get that dude on I was telling you about to but as you can see here, so the second tier is the McDonough Cup, the Christy Ring Cup, Nicky Ricard Cup, Lori Marr Cup, and then that's the bottom.
So yeah, they're always trying to progressively get up
yeah.
from those ranks. Okay.
So you can do it, but it's like a couple of years or a couple of seasons process.
Oh, man. I wonder if the Denver team's like trying to make it into these leagues.
I'm wondering too, because if there's a GAA, then it's underneath it. But they're probably on like a club level, not like a pro level.
You know, maybe you can make it
someday,
all the way up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean.
All right. Well, I mean, this is fascinating. The one thing I got to say I'm super disappointed in.
What's that?
Well, Cam, there's no mascots.
Ooh.
No team names.
That's true. You're just where you're from.
And you got these cool colors.
That's cool. Yeah, well, you do have a flag, right? I mean,
you got team colors too, but
fly your flag colors.
Maybe that's like an American thing, because you don't really see that in the
The Manchester United.
I mean,
stuff. Like it's not really like a mascot.
No, and I'm sure like one of them has like
they're never
lion.
Like the Dire Wolves or anything dope. You
well,
know?
There's a team called the Rangers. And it's like, it's the second, I think it's the second team in a city, though.
Okay.
So they had to, like, separate themselves. You know, it's like if they had Manchester Football Club.
And Manchester,
Manchester United. I mean,
yeah.
Manchester probably has, like, 90 football teams. But football.
Football.
Yeah. So, any final thoughts? I'm bummed. I don't think New York plays anymore.
Maybe they're not able to compete in the cup levels enough. You know, like I said, it sounds like it's just a really tiered system to where you can work your way up within those tiers to become a competitor. So, I mean, I could be horribly wrong.
Oh, they only played for one season in 1996.
Oh, maybe that's when they were like actually part of the GAA.
Yeah.
Into the cups. But
they did not do well.
Like I said, it'd be great to see like a bracketed system or whatever the breakdown of this. But, you know, I'm a simpleton. I need pictures and like crayon drawings to figure out how stuff works. As a sport, it is sweet. It's fun to watch from, you know, what we've kind of presented in front of our audience here. And it seems like there's some super technical skills going into it. So I could see hurling being a big thing if it actually catch on.
I am amazed that of all things, and maybe it's just the danger, and maybe it's just the fact you need a really big field, that it hasn't really caught on in America. Although, to be fair, I did not really do like a deep dive into the Americas. Like, the only thing I saw here, hurling in America is a really funny thing to type in.
Hurling in America.
Oh, USGAA.
Yeah.
So, I am wrong. Hurling is big-ish in America, not soccer big, because we haven't called it something else. I mean, obviously, that's like the number one move.
Cool. Yeah, when we take it and make it ours.
We'll call it...
Metric hurling versus imperial hurling.
Sleetardism. Divisions and clubs. Yeah, look at this. We got Central Philadelphia Division. Holy shit.
Maybe there's a bunch in
Southwest, Philly. That's where Denver was at, right?
I lost that area of the site.
Yep, that would be Colorado right there.
Yep, boom. Look at us. We have to play against them Texans.
Yeah.
And part of California? What the fringe?
Maybe the rest of it has its own or no one's really listed.
Yeah, nobody plays in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
But
actually, that might Bakersfield might be in that.
No, I know. I just was being a dick to Bakersfield. Those are my thoughts. What do you feel? What do you think?
I am in love with this game. I don't properly understand it.
It also has a cool element, kind of like Ultimate Frisbee.
Where you can't run.
Yeah.
It's more about ball placement.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, let's see if we can get a Denver jersey.
Oh, I'm sure we can.
Oh, wow. Philly's got
The ones they're wearing on their website are sponsored by Jameson, which...
It's appropriate.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Definitely adding some American flavor with the camouflage there.
Denver Gales can be found at O'Neill's. I don't know what O'Neill's is, but I'm guessing that's a bar where people... Oh, no, this is like a website for hurling.
Oh, that's cool. They got the Colorado, the mountains.
And then you can find actual shirts. Yeah, kits. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, kits. There you go. Look at us.
All being speaking the lingo.
Hurlers.
Where hell is, huh?
Oh, they were established in 1996, too, so this shit's been around a long time.
Yeah, man. Well, in Denver.
Yeah.
Before that.
That is awesome. All right, well, I think that about does it for Fobcast Episode 3. As always, you can find us at soundcloud.com/Fobcast. Cam, any pitchables?
No, I'm not pitching anything right now. I don't have any tour dates or anything like that coming up. So, keep it real, people. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks again to Dick Run Claire for coming through. That was
heck yeah, Dick Run Claire.
Yeah. It was awesome. Commish out.
Out.